right near Fairbanks.
Severe storms are threatening parts of the southeast this weekend. Heavy rain and hail has been falling in Austin, Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Dallas.
The governor has activated some state resources to try to get ready for things. But the one thing we're keeping an eye out for, tornadoes, if those pop down. Another thing I will say is that there's a lot of hail in these storms. And if anybody who's been through some sort of hailstorm, it is a nightmare. You're not sure how big it is until it starts hitting you.
The U.S. State Department says it's doing what it can to get Americans out of Sudan's capital, where there has been deadly fighting between two generals. An overland evacuation is underway. CBS's Dina Demetrius.
An estimated 16,000 U.S. nationals are living in Sudan. The State Department says it is doing everything it can to help those hoping to leave.
So far, fewer than 5,000 U.S. citizens have requested additional information from us. Of those, only a fraction have actively sought our assistance to depart Sudan.
Last weekend, the Navy's SEAL Team 6 helped airlift nearly 90 people out of the U.S. embassy.
Russian airstrikes bombarded cities across Ukraine, killing at least 25 people and injuring dozens more. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Dnipro.
Drone footage revealed whole tower blocks torn away in the blast. Sergei lost everything except his life. I have no place to live, he said. My neighbors are gone. No one is left.
Texas Republicans' bid to establish the state's own Border Patrol unit is working its way through the state legislature. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
The goal to set up a new branch of Texas law enforcement directed to arrest, detain, and deter individuals illegally crossing the border. Republican State Representative Matt Schaefer authored it.
HB 20 establishes a Border Protection Unit to unify the border security mission and relieve the strain on the Texas National Guard, Highway Patrol, and game wardens.
Immigrant rights groups call the bill unconstitutional. One of those who testified against, 9-year-old Asher Vargas.
Migrants come seeking peace and better lives. Do you want to be known as a hateful, unwelcoming state? I know I don't.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Dow closes up 272 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $37.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, May 1st. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in room 115. The Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee will hold their meeting at 5:15 in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School District will hold a closed session meeting of their Special Board of Education at 5:15. Board committee meetings will start at 6 p.m. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board meeting will start at 4:30. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission meeting will begin at 6 p.m. The City of Adams will hold their City Council meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 42, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 45. Overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 34. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. APM, always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
So, after what happened in East Palestine, when you hear that there's a train derailment in Wisconsin, do you believe them when they say, everything's fine?
No worries.
No worries.
It's all good.
844-967-2789. And I'm not trying to trust, I mean, so distrust of our officials. But it is a little weird when you see the pictures that came out of the train derailment that happened in Crawford County, of just train cars in the Mississippi, like floating in the Mississippi River.
Floating down the Mississippi River.
And, you know, it was not the same kind of chemicals that were in the train for East Palestine. There was not a big kaboom of a big fire. But it still raises, for me, it also raises the questions of where are we with all the like train regulation that everyone was calling for in February when that happened? And I guess that's the question. Do you trust that if you're living in Crawford County, which is, I think, where the derailment happened, is about 30 miles away from La Crosse in DeSoto and Ferryville. But, you know, for the people who are, and they're already experiencing flooding all week.
Yes, it's a mess.
And so it's been a mess over on the west side of Wisconsin. But I guess when you see something like this happen, do you trust that everything's okay when they say that you have nothing to worry about? 844-967-2789. And so if you did not see, no, it doesn't seem like anyone was injured.
I think four employees were hurt.
Yeah. So it says four members of the train, they received medical attention. Several train cars are in the Mississippi River and along its bluff. And at least what was on the train, it sounds like it was paint, lithium ion batteries, and oxygen tanks. And they're still not sure what caused the derailment. There's an investigation into it now. But the big takeaway is that residents have been told that they don't need to evacuate and that it doesn't pose a risk to the river, which I also find. It's like, how is this?
I mean, even
objects that are not, I feel like whatever stuff's in the water that's not supposed to be there, to say, like, no, 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 it's fine. It's like, what is it?
I mean, even paint. You don't want paint in your water if some of those containers broke open. And I know that they say that the batteries were contained, so that's not a problem. And again, as you said, I don't mean to cast aspersions on the officials and what they're saying, but with what has been happening, especially since what happened in East Palestine, it makes you twitchy.
Yeah, and I guess that's more of the thing of just with what happened there and kind of the knee-jerk reaction to East Palestine was after 3 days, you're like, you're fine to go back.
No worries.
No worries. And it doesn't, I don't know, and I'm not an expert, so it's like saying, what do I know as far as batteries and paint and if it actually causes an issue, but it does feel like when you see those pictures, it's very jarring to just see a train flipped over and in the water and be like, all right, well.
That's normal.
It's normal. But it is, I mean, it is interesting. In the Journal Sentinel's write-up of this, this was so far in 2023, talking about the frequency of train derailments. There's was one other in Wisconsin on January 31st. And in 2022, Wisconsin had 11 derailments. And in 2021, there was 15. And across the U.S., derailments occurred last year. Was about 1,173 and 1,099 the year before. But this is what's wild, because I do think the conversations around regulation can very much have died down.
Oh, it's crickets now.
It's crickets now. But I do have a couple because I looked this morning out of curiosity of what's going on in East Palestine. But before we move on to that, in 1977, guess how many trains derailed?
Nationwide?
Nationwide.
1,500.
More.
2,500.
More.
3,500.
8,000. Isn't that wild? When we think about how outraged people are now that, you know, the train derailments feel like they're happening a lot. Sometimes it happens at the expense of the environment or people getting hurt. But in 1977, 8,000 trains derailed. So it's been an improvement over the last years.
Yay us.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Wow, I had no idea. And I'm embarrassed because I was alive then. Although I was in high school.
But I'm not sure you were paying attention to nationwide train derailments.
Concerned about train derailments, but that's just shocking.
We have a comment on the YouTube live stream, which you are welcome to watch if you are near your computer, if you'd like to see Jane and I. But Benjamin Zimmerman says, right after the news broke, the Navy made a mustering exercise titled Naval Station Great Lakes Train Derailment. The naval bases in North Chicago thought it was poor timing and inappropriate. I didn't hear about that.
I didn't either.
But thanks for the comment, Benjamin. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it really is nothing, but it felt like.
Well, I just think we're all so much more aware of it now because of what happened in East Palestine. And as you said, that's just kind of disappeared from the news. Although there is an article here on Fox News from just a couple of days ago from the 26th that Norfolk Southern CEOs Alan Shaw in March faced questions about the derailment, was asked a number of times if the company would compensate homeowners for their losses. He said he's committed to doing what's right for the community, but doesn't go into any specifics and, well, and any specifics about what they're going to do for these people.
So it's interesting because on the same day, April 26th, I saw an article from The Week saying East Palestine derailment will cost rail company $387 million. And so they said that that figure is likely to increase. So the charge was announced as part of Norfolk Southern's first quarter financial report. While the company didn't go into specific details, Mark George, Norfolk Southern's chief financial officer, said in investor calls that the costs were related to site cleanup, community support, legal expenses, pending settlements. And speaking of pending settlements, another update about East Palestine. There's an inmate. There's an Ohio inmate who's suing the company.
He's suing Norfolk Southern.
Yep. Ohio Penn inmate sues Norfolk Southern CEO over East Palestine derailment. An inmate who was sitting in a prison cell nearly 20 miles from East Palestine when a train hauling toxic chemicals went off the tracks is suing the chief executive of the railroad. I wonder if how strong his case is.
Because it shook him?
Well, I also wonder if it's because they can't evacuate.
Oh, right.
Like, if the inmates get sick, because it's not like they can leave the area.
Right.
Maybe there's a case there, which is, I had never even thought about that as far as being detained in an area that is polluted like that, if you have a strong case. But yeah, it should be interesting to see if that actually goes somewhere. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the extent of the updates I saw. And so maybe we can get John Russell, who is from the same county,
yep,
and does a lot of independent reporting in Ohio. He's been on the show a couple times to talk about his on the ground reporting of East Palestine. And maybe we can get him back on the show to give us an update of what's been going on, because it's been, unless you seek it out, it certainly has not been in the news.
Well, and I guess because I run into trains here in Waukesha, mm-hmm, at least a couple of times a week, because they go right through, you know, the edge of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so much more cognizant now of what potential ramifications could be if something happens. And granted, the trains that are moving through the area are moving relatively slowly, but the lack of concern, it seems to me, by the railroad companies themselves to update their own safety equipment and address this, they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Gotta make that money.
It'll go away. People will forget.
But I guess that's maybe the point is, like, do you forget? After something like the Ohio derailment, is it not forefront of your mind when something like that happens in your backyard? Because that's certainly like I feel like a year ago, had I seen that, it would have not caught my eye the same way it did yesterday when I started seeing reports of the derailment that happened in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. And again, it's in, we have two big boxcars in the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, speaking of environment.
Oh, this is kind of, yes.
So this happened Wednesday, so we're a little late to talking about it. But, Ron Johnson has a tendency to say things that are controversial. And Wednesday was more of the same, where he, to, you know, summarize it, basically said, isn't climate change good for Wisconsin because it basically warms up our brutal winters? And the internet kind of had a field day. And I guess the question now is, beyond that, I think Mark Pocan's quote, he's like, I guess you could say if you get COVID, the benefit is you lose some weight.
Okay.
So, like, you know, trying to find the silver lining out of a bad situation, you could maybe do that out of anything. But I guess my question to people, to you, is what effects of climate change are you already feeling in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. So that could be the floods that are happening on the Mississippi right now. It could be the lack of ice cover we had on the Great Lakes over the winter. Cranberry farmers, I know it's an issue. Farming in general is an issue. But beyond warmer winters, what is climate change doing in your own backyard? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
Riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
M to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Temperatures in Wisconsin in the short term feel good, but for you personally, have you seen climate change affect things in your life, whether it's winter sports or flooding or farming? And we ask because Ron Johnson thinks it's a good thing.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Before we move on, Roger Frost added on the Facebook live stream a note about our last topic with how, I think this is talking about how there was 8,000 train derailments in 1977, and now we're ranging around 1,000 to 1,100 for the last couple of years. He said USA has about 28,000 fewer miles of railroads now than in 1990.
Wow.
So that could be a big reason beyond just regulation or deregulation of just there is... less trains. There's less train tracks. But moving on to Ron Johnson. And let's play the clip of what he said, and then we'll go from there.
Take a listen.
Because of climate change, we're going to actually have a reduced risk of mortality overall in the United States. In terms of excess deaths, a warming globe is actually beneficial. In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess, 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
What the work shows and the chart is that the effects of climate change are going to be very unequal. And absolutely, Wisconsin, Chicago, where I live, the reduction in cold days, the benefits from that will outweigh the damages from the hot days. But if you look more carefully at that, there's large swatches of the country where the damages will be much larger.
Well, that's your problem.
And there's so much here. So on one hand, I mean, it's like, because he also says, he's like, well, it's going to get really hot in Africa, but that's not our problem. And so beyond it just being a ethnocentric, like, statement as far as, well, as long as we're okay...
nothing to worry
about. Who gives a hoot?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to start bringing back old colloquialism lingo because I can't swear in the air. So the other things that I can say that's just goofy, we're going to bring it back.
Like kerfuffle.
Quibble. So it's one, it's like, it's kind of saying, because I've heard people make this argument of, when it gets so hot in the Sun Belt that you can't live there anymore, or when fresh water is basically like oil, where how like rare and
precious
precious it is then we'll be great. We'll be in a great position. You're like, oh, I'm great. Like, good to know that other places have to be like apocalyptic, and then it will be good for Wisconsin, and that's when people will finally move back.
Well, and I find it interesting also that Senator Johnson isn't concerned at all about sea level rise, considering that he and his family have this compound now on the coast in Florida.
Seriously. And so beyond, you know, these, oh, the winters are better, people might move here because it's more temperate. Those are basically the only arguments I could find. And they're pretty superficial compared to the catastrophe that's going to be caused around the world and around the country. But it's also, there is no, like, no expert has agreed that there is not ramifications for Wisconsin. And so I'm asking you, what have you felt already in your time living in Wisconsin that you can see, you can feel the change? I guess good or bad, but
I would think hunters and any kind of outdoor sportsman more than anyone has seen what's been happening over the last couple of years.
Because
they're out in nature.
People are out in nature a lot. I would imagine farmers. And how wet things are getting.
Or dry.
I would certainly think cranberry farmers, like I've heard cranberry farmers as far as, you know, I mean, part of the reason why Wisconsin is the largest manufacturer of cranberries is because of our climate. And so if things get warmer, and it's because of the cooler temperatures, and there's that window in the fall where it needs to be cold enough for the cranberries to be ripe, but before they actually freeze, so you lose the entire harvest. And in years where we have warmer and warmer falls, you know, huge swaths of the product aren't actually ripe yet.
Right.
And it's just smaller yields, right? And so 844-967-2789, what are some of the effects or symptoms you've already seen in Wisconsin of climate change that maybe Ron Johnson should be aware of?
Well, I can share one thing.
Okay.
And I think I've mentioned this before, but I have a planter in our yard that keeps flowering now on the ground. So these are annuals. These are not perennials that are meant to make it through the winter. These are annuals that are supposed to die, and then you buy new ones. Well, now when they flower off and fall to the ground, they're coming back, which is great for my yard, but snapdragons aren't supposed to be able to survive through the winter. That's not good. And that also leads me to believe that other things and certain bugs and things are also surviving through the winter that shouldn't.
We should get, who's the bug expert we got?
Oh, PJ Leash.
We should get him back. Because I actually think I saw something that lantern bugs.
The
lantern flies are going to come back with a vengeance.
Great.
So we should talk to him as far as if there's not enough things to be scared about to get PJ back to let us know about what we can expect for how buggy this summer is going
to
be.
What's going to kill us next?
Because, I mean, truly, because this winter was not that bad.
No, it wasn't.
We had the week around Christmas that was super cold. I would like it to be warmer than it is, although today is beautiful. But as far as killing things, this winter, I don't know how much this winter killed things. So, like, what does that mean for our summer?
You need a hard freeze. You need a hard freeze for some of these things.
So, let us know. How is what are you already seeing in Wisconsin when it comes to climate change and things that it's changing, whether it's rain, floods, lack of freezing? 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mayor Shane Blazer declares today, April 28th, Arbor Day in the city of Wisconsin Rapids. This is a day set aside for the planting of trees that beautify our city and reduce heating and cooling costs, among many other benefits. Wisconsin Rapids was recently recognized as a Tree City USA by the National Arbor Day Foundation. This stands as a symbol of the city's dedication to the preservation of natural resources. Local governments in Wisconsin could get 20% of all state sales tax income in the future. That's under a new shared revenue plan unveiled by legislative Republicans Thursday. Representative Tony Kurtz.
So if the state does well, our locals are going to do well. And I think that's a key point.
$222 million would be earmarked for public safety. There'd also be a pilot program to encourage local governments to consolidate services. Details of the plan are expected next week. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows of aloft around 42, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 45, overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows of aloft around 34. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
In terms of the United States and most of Europe, we're in pretty good shape. We're all blue. We have reduced risk of death.
Yes, if you look carefully at the top of that figure, a large section of the country is not blue. Those are the areas where some of your colleagues represent people, and those people are going to face increased risk of mortality.
What I can't get over, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are discussing partially the comments that Ron Johnson, our senior senator, had on Wednesday about a climate change report and basically his indignant position of well, Wisconsin looks like it's going to be fine. So why should I care?
We're good. We're all good.
And, you know, what this, and this is, it's funny because our friend Joe McClear left a funny comment on the Facebook live stream. Evergreen headline, quote, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said, insert statement on issue here, experts disagree. Because that literally is the headline from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering this story, saying Ron Johnson said climate change could be good for Wisconsin. Experts disagree. And one of the things they point out in this, in their write-up about this, is that the article itself, I mean, the study itself, is only looking at deaths from
heat and cold.
Heat and cold.
Right.
And so what it doesn't look at is the fact that basically, it doesn't account deaths from weather events. So, like, extreme rainfall, flooding, hurricanes. So, if you think about, what did the death toll end up being in Florida last year with the massive...
Oh, the hurricanes?
Yeah, it was like 50, 60, 70 people.
Oh, and some of those communities are never going to come back.
And so, you know, the findings are basically, and like, it doesn't take in account cases of humidity, and there's all these other things beyond just like, freezing to death or heat stroke,
right,
that you can die from when it comes to weather events, climate change events. And so even the point that he's trying to make is it's not the full picture. But one of the other things that in this article that I thought was interesting is your neighbor cares about climate change more than you think they do. So it says as much as 90% of Americans underestimate how much people care about climate change.
Oh, interesting.
And so this was a study published last year from the journal Nature Communications. And so in the misperception is common across all states, demographics, political parties. And so in Wisconsin, 62% of people worry about climate change. That's like, again, in this state, that's a pretty high majority. And so 62% worry about climate change in Wisconsin and support policies to address it. But they believe they're in the minority, thinking that far less people share their concerns. And this is true in every county of the state. I find that to be fascinating, that so many of us individually, if you ask, worry, care, support, changes, and yet our assumption about our neighbor is, well, they probably don't care as much. And so the ramifications of that is that it keeps people from speaking out. And so maybe it's just like, oh, I'm just going to keep the peace. And, you know, if they don't care about like climate change, I'll just kind of keep it to myself. But I thought that was fascinating as far as our misconceptions about how many people actually are worried about this and want the people in charge to do something.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text from the 608. Ron Johnson has never listened to expert advice on anything. Whatever he claims, the opposite is likely true. Just because we're not going to be underwater like Florida doesn't mean we won't be impacted. Isn't the number one headline on the hourly local news that the towns along the Mississippi and Grant County are underwater right now, and we have lithium-ion batteries on this train that just derailed being washed into the river? Come on.
Totally. I mean, it's ironic that those, like he said this literally as that part of the state
is drowning. 844-967-2789-920. I'm really worried about this summer because only 7% of the Great Lakes were covered in ice, which is significantly below the 35 to 40% ice cover that is considered normal.
And like that they wrote that up a couple times as far as, you know, when we were, again, in the moment when it's not bitterly cold, it does feel good. I'm not going to say that it doesn't.
And I don't think anybody's going to disagree. Gosh, I wish it was 30 below longer.
Like when January was as mild as it was, it felt good. But there's just, there's ramifications of that. And exactly as the last texter said, the ramifications are huge as far as not, I mean, you know, beyond, again, the personal gain of cold weather sports, but it causes conditions that disrupt our ecosystems. And so, you know, the ice tempers waves. So when there's low ice cover, waves can be larger, leading to lakeshore flooding and erosion. More water also evaporates off the lake when there's low ice, which can cause dangerous lake effect snowstorms, which we saw in Buffalo, New York last year.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Ice acts as a shield, protecting eggs that are incubating after fish like whitefish, walleye, spawn near the nearshore areas. And when ice isn't there, strong winds and waves stir up the sediment, decreasing the number of fish that hatch in the spring. So again, fishermen, there's going to be less fish. And so there's all these different things. And Wisconsin is wetter. We're having more extreme rain events. And so that is affecting, again, flooding.
Farmers.
But also farmers. Rainfall's already increased 17% on average across Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's a big number.
That is a big number.
And southern Wisconsin is seeing the biggest increases in rainfall. And it's putting infrastructures like roads, bridges, stormwater structures at risk. And so I just, the short-term gain of I put my winter jacket away sooner, I get it. I like it too. But there are so many other things that are way worse that we should be worried about in this state. So even like his argument, well, this is good for our state. It's like, no, it's not.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Ted from Manitowoc joining us. Hey, Ted, what do you want to say?
Yes, NASAGovernment.com has been recording since 1880 that the Celsius temperature went up 0.5%.
Okay.
So what do they say the temperature has risen to? How much has it gone up in the last 100 years? I'm just curious.
I don't. I do not know that off the top of my head, Ted. But wait, what was the website?
NASAGovernment.com.
NASA, like NASA, as in like the NASA.
Yep. .gov.
All right. Yep. So wait. So do you think that climate change is a good thing or a bad thing for Wisconsin?
Well, is it even going on? If it went up 0.5%. Since 1880, since he started recording.
But, Ted,
is that significant?
But haven't you seen it?
No, I'm just trying to figure out that it's half a degree Celsius. It went up since 1880. But which, in time, in 1,000 years, I suppose. You know what I mean?
So you're saying that you don't think it's actually happening?
It is. It's. At what rate? It's at 0.5% since 1880.
So you think we can go another 1,000 years and everything is going to be fine?
Depending, we're doing studies right now in the next 50 years to see if it goes up or down, because the climate's actually been changing since 2,000 years. It varies; it goes up and down.
Well, and the thing is, I will say this: I think there's something as far as people saying. You know, the climate has always changed for the Earth, but humans have not always inhabited the Earth. Let's just remember that we are guests here, and this place far, far predates our species and our ability to live here. And so I think what we're trying to say is continuing to try to keep a planet where we are comfortable and can survive here, because I think the Earth is going to be here whether or not we are. And that's kind of what it always comes back to, is like, it's not so much the Earth, and the Earth obviously continues to change and evolve and is alive, but like, how many of us are going to be here to be able to actually like inhabit it? But thanks so much for the call, Ted. And I do stand corrected as far as here in Southeast Wisconsin, our winter was not very hard, but I that it discredits. We just got corrected by Michael on the YouTube live stream. I live near the Twin Cities. This winter was not easy this year. This winter was the second snowiest winter we had on record. We also went nearly 6 months without seeing 50 degrees.
Well, and I was thinking about this over the break.
So thank you for the correction, Michael.
And well, this is just indicative that different things happen all over the country, you know? And we spoke to someone at the Birkebeiner this year. These were probably the best conditions they've seen at the Birke.
They almost thought there was going to be too much snow.
Too much snow. But in prior years, it was like, well, we're going to have to do something about this or shorten the course or something because there just isn't any snow.
Yeah. And so sometimes Ron Johnson makes himself an easy target. And so it becomes very easy to poke at the things that he says. But I do think it's a reminder and an opportunity for us to talk about beyond milder winters, some of the actual effects that are going to happen. And so we'll continue to take your texts and calls if you have anecdotes to share as far as things that you've been seeing. But surprise, surprise, we also have more Brewers tickets to give away.
We do.
And so if you have no plans for tonight.
It is for tonight.
It's for tonight. It's for tonight at 7:10 at American Family Field. And this is on behalf of
our flagship
stations, WISS, WRCE in Richland Center. But we are giving away two sets of two tickets tonight. So we are going to a break soon. So get your fingers ready. But if you would like to, if you have a babysitter, if you have no kids, if you can make spontaneous plans, we would love to hear from you. We would love to give you these tickets. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're not going to ask you a trivia question.
No, there's no test.
There's no test. We just want to give these tickets to you. We may bring you on the air. So if you're shy, beware. I said this yesterday at the end of the show, but apparently two of the Los Angeles Angels players are two of the best players in baseball right now.
Oh, really?
Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
Luke Mathers had to tell me that. But so it should be a good game. It should be, if you really are a fan of baseball, of getting a chance to see those two play.
And what a beautiful night to hang around and tailgate.
Seriously.
It's going to be perfect.
So yeah, so we're doing the first giveaway of the first two tickets right now. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. Jane will talk to you. She'll get your information. We may even bring you back when we come back from the break. But and if you don't get to go to the game tonight or you already have plans, you can always listen to it on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So we want to hear from you. We want to give you tickets. 844-967-2789. 8-9, and when we come back, we'll talk to the winner, and we'll do the weekly headline quiz. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
WAUK, 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Vatnair. What were we just listening
that
to?
That is
Jane?
Rock This Test by the Centennial Arts Academy fifth graders.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Thank you, my fine gems.
I love kids singing. It was just like loud talking on beat. All right. Well, do we have a winner of the Brewers tickets?
We do. Adam is joining us on the phone from the 920. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So where are you calling us from?
Oconto.
Oconto. Nice. So that's a little bit of a drive. But is this your first game of the season?
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
The weather is going to be perfect, Adam. It should just be a beautiful, beautiful night.
Who are you going to invite to come with you?
I'm probably going to bring my son.
Nice.
All right.
Very fun father-son night, Adam. Well, congratulations, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Have fun. Take a picture. Don't forget to take a picture and tag us. Civic Media and As Goes Wisconsin on social media. Well, very fun. Well, we have another set of tickets to give away later in today's show, which we will definitely do probably, I'm feeling the second half of the second hour. We also have some guests coming up in the next hour. We have Craig Dickman, who is the managing director of Titletown Tech, which is a venture capital firm in, you guessed it, Green Bay. And so we're going to be talking to him about what is Titletown Tech, the importance of venture capital and our startup scene, what some of their portfolio companies are and what they look for with their portfolio companies when they're making decisions on who to invest in. And so I'm really looking forward to talking to Craig Dickman, and that's going to be coming up at noon. And then at 12:30, we're talking to Quentin Claibon, who is a senior research director at the Institute for Reforming Government and has been working in education reform, I think, basically his entire career when I looked up his LinkedIn as far as... And he's also from Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, cool.
So we'll do a little shout-out to his... I don't know if he was... Oh, he did tell me. Which I can't remember what high school he went to, but shout out to Wisconsin Rapids. But Quentin will be here, and we're going to talk about education reform, basically, and where Wisconsin's at. And I think sometimes the partisan divide that happens and gets in the way, arguably, as far as trying to move things forward and improve Wisconsin's state of education. And so that's coming up at 12:30. But for now, we're going to do a quiz.
All right.
Do the brew quiz for this week. See how closely we were paying attention, Jane. All right. Number one, which company just became the first European firm ever to exceed a $500 billion market valuation? A, SAP, B, Siemens, C, L'Oreal, D, LVMH, which is Louis Vuitton.
And that's the one I'm going with.
Yeah. Me too. All right. Number two, which media figure did not get fired from, which media figure did not get fired from or say they were leaving their current post this week? Did not.
Did not.
A, Don Lemon. B, Nate Silver. C, Wolf Blitzer. D, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I think it's Wolfie.
It is Wolfie. That one we do not need to wait for the reveal. I guess maybe the surprise one for people if they didn't hear. It was not as much of a splash, but Nate Silver is leaving Because basically, I think...
Who is he working for?
Well, he started 538.
538, right.
And I think he was working for ABC.
Okay.
And so they were either investors or owned 538. Three, GM plans to discontinue which vehicle this year? A, the Chevy Bolt. B, GMC Savannah. C, Chevy Malibu. D, Cadillac Escalade.
Boy, I have no idea. Give me them again, please.
Chevy Bolt, GMC Savannah. I don't know if I'm saying that right. C, Chevy Malibu. D, Cadillac Escalade.
I'll go with the Savannah.
I'm going with Chevy Bolt.
Okay.
Mostly because I know that's true.
Oh, well, there you go.
Four, which potential acquisition has been blocked by UK regulators? British Airways and EasyJet, Microsoft and Activision Blizzard, C, Pfizer and Seagen, D, Qatari Sheikh Jasmine bin Hamad. Qatari Sheikh Jasim bin Hamad Al Thani, Manchester United.
Oh, wow. That's quite a mouthful.
So there's a soccer team, and who's buying them? I butchered that. I am sorry. But I'm going to go with Microsoft and Activision Blizzard.
And I'm going to go with the soccer club.
Oh, okay. All right. Last one. Ed Sheeran went to court this week to address accusations that his song Thinking Out Loud plagiarizes which 1970s hit? Stairway to Heaven, Born to Run, Let's Get It On, Superstition.
Let's get it on.
All right. How you feeling?
I think I'm going to do half and half. I'm not entirely confident.
I think we this was a joint effort, but we got 5 out of 5.
We together.
Hey.
All right.
So yes, LVMH became the first European company with a $500 billion market cap.
And I'm pretty sure that's the company that Selma Hayek's husband runs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was... Does he run... He's not like the family... I feel like that was one of those companies I once read about where like all these offspring, like all the siblings of the founder are running different divisions. And it's like potentially could be a succession type situation as far as who will eventually take over.
But
I also don't know who Selma Hayek's husband is.
François-Henri Pinault.
Okay.
A French businessman, CEO of Kering and president of Groupe Artemie. So maybe he is not the head of LVMH. Irregardless.
So that is number one. Then Wolf Blitzer did not announce a departure from CNN this week. GM plans to discontinue the Chevy Bolt. UK regulators have blocked the Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal.
Okay.
And Sheeran is accused of plagiarizing Let's Get It On, which I have to listen to those songs next to each other. I was reading a little bit about this, and basically there's like a 4-chord
progression
that's what the suit is pending on, is basically, is this these 4 chords, is it plagiarizing? And I think Ed Sheeran's argument is basically, there's a lot of songs you could find this 4-chord progression in, and so...
There's only so many notes.
I mean, that's the truth. When you lay over pop songs over each other, a lot of them sound the same.
Absolutely.
So, should be interesting to see where that goes. But yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. But if you want to win the other set of Brewers tickets...
For tonight
at 7:10. We will do that in the next hour. So, stay tuned for that. And if you can't go to the game, you can always listen to the game on Civic Media's flagship Brew stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, as well as WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. But stay tuned through the top of the hour news. We'll be back with Craig Dickman from Titletown Tech. This is...
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org
today. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.